Blog Talk Radio.
Check 1, 2. Can you look at the recording? Let's just make sure we got something. Check 1, 2. Great.
Check. Sweet Adeline.
All right. How's that? Yeah. Back to the
Yes.
It's Ravishing Rob on episode 4. Here with Nacho Milk. And it's Barry. My best part. Oh, ring a ding. 2, 3. Why not? That's 213-943-3688. I'm feeling very Casey Kasem today because it's 85 degrees and super humid. So
that's to do with Casey Kasem.
The air quality is getting to my head.
Wow. And this thing has a big head or something?
It's unlocking this this brain tick of mine where I pretend to be Casey Kasem. Maybe I have a multiple personality disorder. I don't know. I've never been checked out.
Well, he is Middle Eastern. He shares at least a region with you, your peoples. He was a Lebanese, I believe.
Mm. Rob has nothing to say about Lebanese people.
I have no
nothing
comment.
Polite to say. Off the air, all he does is shit talk the Lebanese.
That's not true.
Do Iranians and Lebanese people have a rivalry of any kind?
They do now. Rob started it. How do the Lebanese feel about the Iran deal? Is that the problem?
I don't think so.
How about
I think Iran is.
Were any Lebanese people offended by Davari in the
Well, we could just get into it. I wanted to talk about this. I talked about this on the new episode of Squared Circle Pit, which I posted earlier this afternoon, interviewing Nita Strauss, who played Shinsuke Nakamura at WrestleMania. So she talked all about that. And at the end of it, I talked about the greatest Royal Rumble. And I wanted to talk to you guys about it because the more I've been thinking about it, the more it's been annoying the hell out of me.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the lowdown. For those of you, you don't really have to follow wrestling to understand how ridiculous this is. So WWE made a deal with the government of Saudi Arabia.
Already bad.
You know, for someone who happens not to be a political person, you know, just they involve themselves, nothing wrong with that. You know, you focus on pop culture, your day-to-day. Darren, can you explain just some things that make Saudi Arabia not fish?
Saudi Arabia is run by a royal family. It is a theocracy. Jews are not permitted free expression or freedom of religion. Their women are punished after having been raped. They are punished rather than the rape victim.
The rapist.
They've just been permitted to drive, though.
2 years Isn't ago, they just progressive? Were allowed to drive on their own without a man in the car.
But to get your license, you have to be raped twice.
Oh. I'm not sure that's fast.
They are waging a genocide against their neighboring country of Yemen, which the U.S. is assisting in vigorously.
So, like I said, not fish. But they're trying to rebrand themselves as progressive.
They have a whole lot of money.
So they have a whole lot of money, so they're trying to bring in more pop culture and entertainment into
and
the...
Rape.
Oh, and rape. Yeah. Thank you, Sean.
And rape.
into the country. So they've been like Black Panther was the first movie to open in the country, and that did really well. And so then they signed this deal with WWE, which has to be for tens of millions of dollars. And I say has to be because WWE went all out with the production. They basically had a pay-per-view, a special event in Saudi Arabia, they canceled all of their weekend's scheduled shows,
and
other than the TV taping.
I have to interject here and say, not only did they have an event, they had an event that they insisted on naming it something that makes one of their other events look like shit. It was called the Greatest Royal Rumble, which is like saying, what about all the other Royal Rumbles?
Well, the reason it was the Royal Rumble typically has 30 participants in it.
Right.
And
so they're using the mathematical meaning of greatest.
Yeah, it's greatest because there were 50 entrants in this Royal Rumble.
I saw these tweets about the Greatest Royal Rumble, and I thought somebody just did like an article about like a fantasy Royal Rumble that would be the greatest whatever or something. I didn't realize it was an actual show.
Or like BuzzFeed, these are the 15 greatest Royal Rumbles.
Well, here's also, there was just a Royal Rumble this past January, just to make it clear. This is the second Royal Rumble.
I believe they have one every January, correct?
Yes. There were actually two this year, a men's and a women's, which was the first time.
Yeah, one event, but they had two
rumbas.
At the same time? Like dual rings?
Yeah, like War Games.
They did. Did you know that they did a War Games in NXT?
Yeah.
No.
NXT had a War Games.
Yeah, it was pretty good, actually.
Like similar to the... Like,
exactly the same.
The only difference was the cage was open, was three teams of three, as opposed to four. Okay.
But the layout was the same.
But it was still the same. Yeah, still the same vibe.
That's probably the VHS that I have watched the most of any VHS
I
have ever owned.
I love War Games.
Yes.
I honestly, I loved it as a kid. I felt like it was almost too much going on now as an adult, like watching it.
I could see that.
But that and Starcade was, not Starcade, the one with the point system. What was that called? Oh, that was Starcade, right?
Name, right? What was that? Oh, God. It was,
Starcade 87.
Okay.
And they had Flair, Sting, Great Muda, and Lex Luger.
Oh, I remember.
All fought each other.
It wasn't the round robin, was it?
They all fought each other.
It had like a fancier name for
it. Yeah.
Like it was named after
something. Well, look it up.
It wasn't the Crockett Cup.
No, the Crockett Cup was tag team. Yeah. That was good, too.
God, they did some cool shit.
Yeah.
Some like wrestling nerd cool shit.
Yeah, so, they treated it as a sport.
Yeah,
that's
I loved it so much.
That's what made it great. Sorry, Rob. Go ahead.
So from that, I want to say that... They have this Saudi Arabian show, and so it's essentially, you know how like they have Snickers presents WrestleMania, or you know, Karate Fighters presents Survivor Series.
You know what wasn't presented? Women.
Oh, that was it. There was no women allowed on the show. They have a Syrian wrestler, a Syrian Canadian wrestler. He's a Canadian guy with Syrian ancestry, and he's been.
Sami Zayn.
He's been contributing to a fund for Doctors Without Borders in Syria to go and like take care of poor and poor people and kids who get bombed and don't have healthcare. So anyway, he wasn't allowed to go either, just for his safety. So it was presented by the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, and they were very much the presenting sponsor. There was even like a 2-minute. Yeah. Gross fucking PR video from Saudi women talking about how progressive a state it is now, how all this bullshit. Meanwhile, the other thing that was crazy about this show is it was in a stadium. They had a full stadium set up, like they had the lights, whatever, and you could not buy floor seats. In fact, there were only about 500 floor seats because they only went to the royal family. Only the royal family sat on the floor. Everyone else had to sit in like the stadium seating, which was like made for a really weird visual because most of the people in the shot of the match weren't paying attention to the match.
Right. But the good thing is if someone did a suicide dive out into like 40 of those people, you do the world a favor.
Well, so The
was Braun Strowman there? I feel like he could just take them all out.
He won the Royal Rumble. He won the Greatest Royal Rumble.
Spoiler.
I have our Starcade answer. It was Starcade 89, Future Shock.
Future Shock.
And it was the Iron Man tournament. And there was also an Iron Team tournament.
Yeah, Doom. Let me try to get it. All right. Doom.
Steiners
is correct. It was one weird team of two guys the Road Warriors. And there was one team of two guys that weren't normally a tag team?
Well, it was the Wild Samoans, but they were replacing the Skyscrapers due to surprise, surprise, a Sid Vicious injury.
Ah! He stabbed himself with scissors.
other leg broken.
Who are
half.
The skyscrapers?
That was Dan Spivey and Sid, Psycho Sid. Remember Psycho Sid?
And then Spivey left and Mean Mark Calloway took over, right?
The Undertaker. So the lowest point, Mean Mark. Imagine you got a guy with that talent and the best gimmick you come up with is Mean Mark. Just an alliterative, dumb 70s name.
Yeah. Well,
what do
Sid
we do with
Vicious.
This? Yeah, Sid Vicious. Yeah. That's not even original.
Yeah.
Mean Mark is better than that.
They're like, we could steal that. All right.
Yeah.
Go on, Rob.
So, the lowest point for me, or at the time I thought it was pretty hilarious, but it was basically like they had these tryouts where Saudi athletes can go and audition to be a wrestler. And so at the end of these two-week tryouts, they had the top four prospects.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a whole segment in the ring being like, oh, these guys could be a future WWE superstar.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, the music of an Iranian superstar hits. And it's
he's
the
not
Jabari
even really
brothers.
Iranian, right?
They're from Minnesota,
yeah.
But they have of Iranian heritage.
What is it?
Arya Daivari and Sean Daivari. They're from the... Arya Daivari is on the Cruiserweight show, 205 Live. So these two Iranians. And Iran and Saudi Arabia do not get along.
Correct.
Very much so. They are very much at odds. It is a problem. It is a serious political issue. So here you have, with 60,000 allegedly, probably closer to 45,000, Saudi people in this stadium. And then this music of these two Iranians with coming out with an Iranian flag, brandishing it proudly. It was the loudest boos of the night because, like, what is more professional wrestling than, like, you know, just pure, like, not even patriotism, just, like, jingoism, just, like, ridiculousness. Yeah. And so they're booing, and then, like, they do the typical foreigner act, but in Saudi Arabia, and it's like, everyone knows the best WWE athletes aren't from Saudi Arabia. They're from Iran.
Boo!
Loudest, biggest boos. And then they said something in Farsi, and it was just like they were going off. And then they beat them up, and the four prospects beat up the Iranians, and they flee.
So standard boilerplate wrestling gimmick.
But so messed up that they're doing like
is that for all those people that was brand new, they've never seen that before.
But here's the point I'm trying to make. They're trying to present this as look at how progressive, like we're being progressive, we're being whatever, which is again
they are in what
but
I don't
they're
understand.
Being progressive for like the 1800s.
Well, Saudi Arabia is being progressive. So
oh, you
like,
mean by bringing in the show they're being progressive.
Right.
Right.
But like, if you're trying to do this positive, feel-good thing, why are you, like bringing out the hate in people, you know? I know people, some wrestling people, it's like, oh, it's wrestling. But this is a very specific instance, and it's not, this isn't just like a regular American crowd. This is a fucking foreign crowd.
It's wrestling.
Hooray, yes,
it's wrestling.
Did you want like Ring of Honor where they shake hands?
Well, here's the thing. They just shouldn't have done this thing because now these Iranian wrestlers who look like chumps to these four trainees, they're getting death threats from Iranian people to the point that they had to apologize and clarify that they didn't mean the things that they said. They were just actors playing a role.
They said it's just wrestling.
Sorry, I got a little distracted. I got in my... I have some treats. Bruno found them.
All right, still I am at wrestling.
So sad, man.
All right, still I am at wrestling.
So,
it was just so gross. It's like
W-A-H-A-B-B-I, that's what Hobbism.
And ultimately, like, the show didn't matter other than the dumb propaganda because it was like essentially like nothing eventful happened on the show.
I kind of agree with what you're saying, but I have to put in an objection because you're saying, why are they doing this? Why are they doing this angle, bringing out the hatred? I agree with you to an extent. I think they definitely shouldn't have done this angle.
Yes.
But at the same time, there's no reason that you shouldn't have to refrain from doing an angle like that in 2018. The blame doesn't really belong on WWE alone. It belongs on the situation there that makes it unable for you to do an angle like this. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it's almost like you. I agree with you. They could have. They should have, knowing the situation. They shouldn't have done it.
Knowing the situation, it's very tasteless. Like, they're trying to present this.
I don't think it's tasteless. I think it's ill-advised because the guy's going to get death threats.
Right. Well, like the point of
tasteless. About
they're
it.
Trying to make this like popcorn event. You know, like it's like a non, just like a non-offensive. Like, here's American entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
This plays into like a very real political matter.
Right.
And again, I like at the time I was laughing about it because I'm like, oh my God, of course. Like, what is the biggest export of American wrestling than bullshit patriotism angle? Like, the only thing that was missing is if the Saudi Arabian crowd would chant USA.
Here's the other thing, though. They probably thought it was a positive thing because Iran is an enemy that Saudi Arabia and America share.
You're right. You're right. It is a positive thing in the sense that ultimately the Saudis beat up those like douchey Iranians and like the crowd.
But
got
also, it's a country that we're also in conflict
but
with.
But the thing that bothered me is that like played into their inner prejudice and inner racism.
Heat and cheap pops are. And
it's
WWE
the cheapest.
WWE has never been above that,
They've been moving away from it.
So guys don't come to the ring and say, I'm just here because I want to bring some winning to this town, not like this sports team. Like, they,
no, they do that
every
that's not a political thing.
Whether it's good or bad in the U.S., you have to know that these people are not going to be satisfied with seeing the guy get his ass kicked in the ring. They want blood when they see that, because it's like a blood feud.
But Rob said it was the Iranians sending death threats, not the Saudis.
It was both.
Yeah. Oh, really?
No, he was saying the majority came from Iranians.
But
because
the both did, though.
Yeah. Because they made Iran look like
it was a chump.
Like chumps. Yeah. Which is like, of course, why would, like, Iranian people, like, it's not going to get back to Iranian people. Like, Iranian people don't have the internet, you know?
But to me, both, I feel
it's
like.
I agree. It's so stupid.
The Iranian side is more defensible for them to get upset because at least they're acknowledging that wrestling is real, and they're saying you did a skit where we look stupid.
Yeah.
Like the Saudi Arabians are saying, like,
how dare you come in our country?
You came here and attacked the Saudi, you son of a bitch. You know what? It's fake. For God's sakes. Do they get mad at, like, you know, the Avengers or whatever? Like,
maybe they got mad at Black Panther.
I mean, they just started getting movies, so do they know that that's fake?
That's a good point.
They might think everything's a documentary.
Right.
If you're from Saudi Arabia and you're listening, give us a call, 213.
What's his name?
Abidja?
Not Abidja.
No,
what happened to him?
Nazi.
Nazi. Where's Nazi?
It's been years.
Where are you at, Nazi?
Yeah.
Not Nazi.
Not Yahtzee either. It's really not Nazi either, guys. I don't know if you guys forgot. It's Nazi.
Nazi.
Just joking. Jeez.
El Durino in the chat asks, can we hear Babka bark? Babka's a relatively quiet dog. She's only barked a limited amount of time. She's way too happy right now.
Her and Bruno are toy drunk. They've literally played with every one of Bruno's toys.
She's walking around looking for other shit.
Just keep them away from your toys, all right?
No.
That wouldn't be right.
She can't chew down on them. They're right.
She's eating
snacks?
Like the stuffing of some toy.
Oh, no. That's not good.
I'm surprised neither of them went for the cheese balls and Doritos.
Oh, no, she went for a cheese ball, but she hurt.
The dropped one.
I did?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I didn't realize. I'm sorry.
Her little baby teeth couldn't chew down on
the... She dropped... I'm sorry. What did you say?
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
One. It's just like pure chaos here, and I lost my voice. So I sound like I'm going through puberty.
Like a what?
Or like I've been partying all night. This is my party voice, you guys.
Where did your voice go? How did this happen?
Sid got sick, and then we made out, and then I got sick.
Whoa!
Yeah. Just kidding.
We did have dinner last two nights. So.
Yeah, I've been hanging out a lot with Sid.
I was baby birding that food to you. Maybe that was the problem.
He kept like regurgitating it, and I ate it.
If we get sick because of you guys, I'll be very upset.
I'm actually feeling better.
Yeah, I think it's just work stress because I'm going on vacation and there's a lot of work to do.
Oh, I see. Pre-plan. Where are you going? Oh, we talked about it already on the show. You're going to
I'm
Miami.
I'm going to Miami.
Is the weather going to be nice? Going to do some beaching? Get a nice tan?
I'm going to do some bitching.
Some pitching?
Beaching.
Well, beaching.
Are you going to do any snorkeling? Any scuba diving?
Fuck no, I'm not doing snorkeling. No scuba. I just want to like lay in the water. I'm just going to look for a floaty and just lay.
Nice. Are you staying at a fancy hotel with a pool?
I am. I'm staying at the Ritz-Carlton.
Whoa. That's a nice gift.
Yeah. My sugar daddy gave it to me.
It's your sugar brother, actually.
Yeah. Oh, my sugar brother and sugar sister-in-law.
Yeah.
Shankletown back in the chat.
What?
What?
It's been a while since we've seen Shankletown. Actually, I saw...
Shankletown and I basically work for the same company now.
Wait, Silent Library is still a show? What does he do now?
I can get him
no, he
show.
Works at... He works at the...
TRL?
No. I thought he does like the Real World Challenge.
Can we... Okay,
what
can
do you
we
mean? He's
play...
like on a treadmill or some shit?
Speaking of Shankletown, he posted this video that he worked on,
yeah,
this music video
to,
on
yeah.
Facebook.
I believe it's like a cover of
yeah, it's a cover of
Kiss from a Rose.
Yes, Kiss from a Rose.
By who?
Seal?
No. Who's the cover by?
Shankletown.
Oh, I thought you meant he was like in a video or
he
directed.
Is.
But it's him
one,
singing?
Yeah.
Yes, and, it's on Vimeo. Let's find
why?
It. It's on his Facebook page. Right now.
You guys keep giving me reasons to be happy I deleted my Facebook.
Oh, I say to unfriend him.
No, it was not about anyone specific enough to just unfriend.
Is that true? Wasn't there one person that...
There was a handful. It was more about politics in general.
Mm. Yeah, he keeps like popping up on my Facebook feed every time I load it.
Mm. Facebook's trying to tell you something.
What's that?
I don't know, you should bone Shankletown.
That's what Facebook is telling
me. That's why it's a shitty website.
Do I want to bone him after this?
That's why Facebook sucks.
Is this Shankletown? Videos. He looks. I want Shankletown to call because I have so many questions.
Chat. Shankletown 213 wide nuts. 213-943-3688.
Leroy, I take back everything I said about your song.
I don't. Oh, fucking come on. That enough.
My pain. I could sing like
that.
The
thing
now.
Is, though, he did it as a goof, clearly. Like,
no,
Leroy's was, song is sincere.
He's like in a recording booth and everything.
But, like, what's the point of this?
I don't know. What is the
it's,
point
are,
of it?
Are, it's bad karaoke, okay, but, like.
Is it a make-a-wish? That's my first question.
Whose wish is this?
Shankletown? I don't know.
No.
Like,
no.
His dying wish is to record a professional song.
Oh, if he's dying, then all right. Are you dying, Shankletown?
Yeah, that's why before, like, we start berating him, let's just get
no,
that,
that
out
won't
of
change
way.
Whether I berate him or not.
Okay, well.
It'll
he's,
make
he's,
me understand a lack of regrets.
He never calls in.
He used to.
Hmm.
About, like, dating advice and whatnot. No, he's got this video. He's too good for dating
good
advice.
Big time.
There's some here of those balls over there, please.
There's 5 balls left. You can have all of them.
Oh, really? Okay. Thank you.
All the balls belong to
cheese balls, that is.
They look delicious.
You don't have to wait for me. You can keep talking.
Also, we wanted to talk about Chuck Blandington mentioned at the top of the show. Mike Francesa back on the air.
How long total was he off the air? Was it even a year? It wasn't even a year, was it?
I would
it?
Say 4 months, probably.
Jesus
like
Christ.
I think it was December the new show started.
Wow.
These guys are just, like, obsessed with the attention. There's no
mm-hmm.
way. Unless he's, like, you know, in
but
his
also,
grade.
Like, did the ratings bomb for his replacement that they asked him
oh,
back?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think that's Darren, I think, knows better
did
than
WFAN
me, but I'm pretty
ask
sure.
Him back?
Well, he explains it, and if you want to play the clip.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on, though. Hold on. Before we get to that, I think we have Schenkel on the line.
Is it him?
It's him.
Schenkel,
all
right. What is this? What is this?
Please explain it.
Kiss from a rose thing. And why do you drink?
So I was, still working at MTV, and we were very bored in an edit one night, and a little intoxicated because we all have to be at work on a Friday night. And we decided to have some fun with some really expensive recording equipment. And my awesome editor decided to put together a video as sort of a gift on the last day. And we went out and stood outside my building and filmed a lot of dumb shit for about a half an hour. And then a couple weeks later, that's what you got. It's my gift to the world, is my amazing singing voice.
I see. So it was kind of a gag between you and your coworkers. Now, when you say there was, like, what was going on that you had downtime with the editing? Because you're getting paid, I'm assuming, a good amount of money.
Come on.
To just goof off right here.
I'm not goofing off.
Yeah, it was, well, we had wrapped up work on a Friday night, and we had all had some drinks in us, and we decided to do some karaoke in the office. And my amazing boss, who will go unnamed, decided to film me singing this. He forced me to get in the booth and sing it, and as a...
You can say it.
What's that?
It was Downtown Julie Brown. You can say it. It's all right.
She's
we know.
Alive.
It was. It was.
So.
She. You know what? She's still hot.
Yeah,
I was in her 90s show on Sirius.
Yeah. She's on the 90s channel. Channel 9.
That shows
I
you.
I listen to her all the time.
That's pretty bad because I was seeing her all the time and didn't know she was alive or not.
She thought that was Cousin Brucey.
I'm pretty sure she records out of L.A.
She's 50, going to be 55 in August.
That's not bad.
Oh, okay.
Anything
she
else?
Was downtown.
Not listed.
Here's my. So you worked on the challenge, right? Like MTV Challenge.
Yeah, I work on. I work on all the challenge specials that air between seasons, and I am one of the producers on all the reunions, all the season ending reunions.
Now I have a question. Then, like with all these challenges, like what you're like, is there writing to be done? Like, what is the work?
Yeah, there's. I help write the script. There's a lot of segments that go into each reunion. We've done a bunch of countdown things with this guy. Well, I'm sure you know as wrestling fans, The Miz. He hosts all of our specials and reunions, and I have been working on those for a while. So it's a lot of going through past seasons, and they have topics, and we make sort of like some clip shows. And yeah, it's been doing it for a while.
Is this fulfilling? Do you enjoy it? Is this a show you liked before you got the job, or were you not really experienced with the challenge until getting this job?
I had seen it, but I wasn't like an active viewer, but I have seen probably every episode ever made at this point. And it was a gig they offered me, and I took the gig because, you know, Silent Library, those residual checks stopped coming in. I had to find something else.
You would think with the popularity of it, it's still...
Is Trishel still a thing? Does she still exist?
Is Trishel? Still
Trishel.
I know Trishel is. I don't know. I haven't heard from Trishel. She's not one of the people I'm in contact with. Okay. But I'm sure she's, you know, having
like
a good...
Oh, actually, we have someone on our show who is, like, on Road Rules. Like, for, like, one scene. Andrew
Darren?
Collins?
Oh, our show. I thought you meant like the podcast.
Oh, I'm sorry. I meant
when
like
was
Sid.
I on Road Rules?
I was going to say, I didn't know that Sid was on Road Rules.
Sid or something? I don't fucking know.
They drove by your
Did
building.
Did Sid drive the RV on Road Rules?
Yeah.
Do you know that we got asked to have our house used in Mr. Robot?
I heard.
Did
but
I mention
didn't,
that?
Yeah. I you mentioned it off the air, I think.
Yeah, they sent us a letter that they were scouting the area. They were like, we want to use your house for season 2 of Mr. Robot. Hmm. And Jennifer just said, no, fuck, get the fuck out of here. Like,
yeah, because they would destroy everything.
They did literally, they're allowed to go in and do whatever the fuck they want, and they don't put anything back. Yeah. And they put you, maybe they put you up in a hotel or somewhere, and you get like some kind of fee. But I told her.
They take good money, but they damage your house.
I was going to say, let's ask them what the fee is, because if it's like $100,000, I would, you know, deal with the cleanup. But she didn't want it, so.
It's not that.
I understand.
Maybe like a couple of grand.
And she's very
you
meticulous.
You probably could have met Christian Slater, though.
Well, I would not want to be anywhere near the house while this shit was going on.
Oh, I don't know, man. That's such a good show. I'd have just been hanging out.
Shingleton, I have a question for you. The Viacom holiday, is it like all of the Viacom properties, or is it just like MTV does one thing, Comedy Central does another?
It's all of them. I've actually never gone because I am not going to be interesting for your live cast, but whatever. I am not a staff. I am a considered permalance, so I do not go. But we all permalance and freelancers go get shit-faced somewhere else. That's like a staff party.
Oh, okay.
She was just trying to say it was all just one, but then Rob said it.
Oh, is that?
I mean,
that
I can probably get you in, Noah, if that's what you're asking me. If you want to go to that party,
I think I'm going to be the one getting you in because I'm invited to it. And I was
shit!
Yeah, that's what I thought she was getting.
Because now I'm an employee of comedy and serious.
Boom, boom, boom!
Noah, maybe he can sing a "Kiss on a, from a Rose." Too.
Yeah.
Would that woo Noah?
Woo!
Would that woo you? Are you wooed?
I messaged Noah back and forth on OK Cupid a long time ago.
Wait, what?
Did she know it was you?
Noah and I messaged on OK Cupid about a year ago.
Did she know it was you?
Didn't I talk about it on the show?
Oh,
I'm sure I brought it up. I'm sure I made fun of it.
I think you probably did.
Yeah, I just like stopped using it. It's annoying.
Because Shackletown found you? You're like, all right.
Well, that was the thing. He found me, and then, like, this guy, Miola, that was in my high school, he found me. I didn't want to, like, fucking talk to some fucking guy from my high school.
Yeah, he finally escaped. You don't want to start talking to them again.
You talked to some fucking guy from your high school.
I went on a Tinder date with my next-door neighbor.
That's different.
What happened, Shackletown? What did you say?
I went on a Tinder date with my next-door neighbor.
Are they still your next-door neighbor? How did it turn out?
I see her all the time. She doesn't live in my building. She lives in the building next to mine, and we see each other all the time, like at the grocery store, and it's weird as shit. Tinder's been a good time for Shingletown, though.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Well, what are some Tinder tips for some of the gays out there? For some of the gays out there?
The gays.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
I would say aim low. You know, don't go for broke. Looks on everything.
Go out with anyone.
I mean, if
you're just
trying to get. No, I mean, you know, you gotta match and see who's out there. There's a lot of nice ladies out there.
Also, I mean, it's about priorities. Like for you, it sounds like your priority is just to like hang out and get laid. I'm assuming some people would want to.
No, actually, like I've met some metalhead chicks I wasn't even attracted to who just seemed like cool ladies, and we actually just hung out sort of as friends. I've actually like made some friends off of Tinder. It's really weird. And then there's some ladies you go on some dates with.
Hmm.
Interesting.
So like what's your strategy when you're like messaging? How do you get them to answer back?
Don't be creepy. It sounds like most guys are really creepy immediately. And if you're just not creepy, usually they'll message you back.
What's your opener? Like how do you start a conversation? Just like, hey, or do you ask a question?
Well, it depends on what's in their profile. If they actually have a description in the profile, I actually read their profile. So I'll actually like try to mention something in their profile or ask about something that's in their profile. But if they don't say much, then I'll just usually ask a generic question or I'll comment on like one of their pictures. Like if it looks like they're somewhere cool, just don't be creepy.
Nice.
There you have it.
All right. Great.
I saw Noah's boss on Bumble. I saw Nikki Glaser on Bumble.
Oh, yeah, she talks about it all the time. She's on there. Did you swipe left or right? I'm going to tell her.
Oh, you can tell her. I swipe right. You think I wouldn't go out with Nikki Glaser? I'd probably go out with Nikki Six at this point.
Good media contacts to make you never know. They might hire you for their next show.
Nikki Six has a radio show.
Yeah.
That's so cute. I'll text her right now and tell her Shingletown.
I'm sure she knows who I am.
How about this? You just text her a link to his music video with no explanation.
I think that's a great idea.
Just see what happens.
All right.
Play him out with his music again.
Baby!
Can you play me out with my own? Yeah, can you play me out with my own song just to feel like I'm in the Matrix?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what we're about to do.
No, that's the
Chelsea
Grimm?
Oh.
How did that happen?
There we go.
Schenkel.
That was Schenkel. Thank you for calling in, Schenkel. Good luck.
Thank you.
Back to Mike Francesa.
Bob's making me be an asshole to Babka.
Why? What
she had a ball in her mouth, and he pointed to me and made motion I should throw the ball.
Her and Bernard just laying there, just leave him alone.
I took the ball and threw it because Rob told me to, and then she didn't go chasing it. She just looked around like, what is wrong with this asshole?
You're the asshole.
What are you doing to me, Sid? My plan worked. Well, give her back the ball then.
It's next to Darren.
Yeah, can you get the ball? Really? Now I'm in this?
He's going to pull out on his back bending it. I'm gonna throw it at her.
Why did you throw it at her? I threw it like 1 mile an hour.
That was a great throw.
You're acting like I pegged it right in her face or something.
It got a few bounces on the couch to the point that she felt like she attacked it.
And she's like, somebody take a video of this.
It's really distracting doing a radio show with a puppy
in the room.
I'm the only one with my back to the puppy. So when she drops the ball, she'll get it. On her terms.
Yeah. All right. Well, Mike Francesa back on the air.
Not quite as cute as Babka.
Oh, my God.
Not quite, indeed. But no cigar.
Similar mouth.
Darren, do you have the clip of, like, his... My favorite thing was on the Twitter, him explaining Twitter and the app or whatever. What's his Twitter
Mike's
handle?
Mike's on. MikesOn, one word. Yeah, he came to Twitter to announce that he was coming back to... his show that he just left 3 months ago.
And, yeah, so the big thing was, like, he's also on Twitter now because he was very anti-Twitter, which I definitely want to play that rant because it's the comedy of comedy. All right, here's Mike back on.
She wore a suit his birthday award.
Kind of weirdly. Now, I'm just going to point out.
I want to say, if it's weird, why did you accept it? You should have been like, no, don't name it after me. It's too weird. Obviously, you liked it. All right, buddy.
Or how about they named it after you when you retired and then your ass comes back, maybe rename it that?
Yeah.
Is that possible?
Name it after the people whose jobs he took away.
Yeah.
The Bart Scott studio.
That's so bad. Like, and by the way, and we're getting, I don't want to get too off topic, but that show that replaced him is just fucking horrifically bad. It's so bad that they managed to go downward from Mike Francesa somehow. I don't know how. So those people are now like, they were on from, what was it like? They were on from 1 to 6:30?
That sounds right.
And now they're on from 1 to 3. And
so they just cut this time in half and he's splitting it with them. Okay.
But they just started.
So it really is a Conan and Leno situation.
Yes.
Except with two Lenos.
Right, two Lenos, because Conan's actually good.
Yeah.
Okay, you want to continue that? The account.
At Mike's on.
The new account that you can get at the account. That's my account. You can get it at there. You can get it there, right, Mons? You can get it there.
What's on the fucking Instagram?
Everybody go to Mike's on the Twitter account and get the account right now.
He just has Yankees nail polish that he has. He tweets pictures of his nails every other day. And he'll have.
And we're back.
Okay. I should explain.
Well, there is an app, right?
Yeah,
like a pay app or something.
He basically admitted on the air
that
he only came, or one of the main reasons he came back is to promote his app. He's doing his show to promote an app that's not even available yet.
We're working on it. It's going to be out in December.
He doesn't know how apps work.
Yeah.
He thinks it's an appetizer. He thinks there's mozzarella sticks coming.
He thought he was going to get free appetizers. He thought there was
an app. Everyone has apps. Should I get an app? Should be potato skins?
Where's the enterprise?
Clams on a half shell here.
Maybe some olives dipped in olive oil.
Clams
after
this.
Okay.
who goes nuts. Oh, is it the rest of that?
That was it, yeah. But so did you have a clip you wanted to play?
Yeah, well, I have where he starts talking about it. Well, this is basically from the first 10 minutes of the show when he finally came
Town
back.
Town Fair Tire Studio, powered by Town Fair Tire.
Now, hold on. Is it the Town Fair Tire Studio or is it the Mike Francesa Studio?
That's what they call him behind his back.
There goes Town Fair Tire again. Oh, Mike, hey, how are you?
He beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody, okay? So, also, right. Yes, the FA.
What a pro read that is. How many beats the Town Fair Tire? Nobody, okay? You asshole, okay? Do you think somebody beats Town Fair Tire, okay? Okay? No, they don't, okay?
To mention the studio's name, it's kind of weird. I agree with that, so no, I'm not going to mention that. I am not, and like I said,
you just did.
I know some of you might have questions. There's been a lot of attention paid to it in the last week, as I noticed, but when you do, I'll get to some of them. And again, I don't want to sit here and, you know, spend an hour going over every different aspect of it, but we have some new stuff that we're going to get to, and I will get to that in Mods, come in for a second.
We're going to have some new stuff that we're going to get to, and I'm going to get to it when I get to it.
He says,
and we're going to get to it after this.
He says, Mons, bring me my sport coat. Hold on.
Wait, yeah.
Mons, come in for a second. Give me my I don't want to get up and
get
jump
your
up.
Shirt
so
box.
Just, give me my sport jacket for a second because I got something in there.
I don't want to get up. Just do my bidding. Do my bidding. All right?
Billy Fats Mons, come here. Get your shirt box.
Mike Francesa is so into sports that he wears a sports jacket.
Yeah.
He has to make sure that
sports,
you know,
loafers.
I wanted to grab some papers in there that I wanted to get to. Thanks. It's in my closet. Somebody grab it out of my pocket here.
Hot pretzel with mustard in the pocket.
So, and I'll get to your calls when I can. I see them up there.
Got some linguine with garlic and oil in the pocket there. No, it's not in a container. Just reach in, scoop it out, put it on a plate, all right?
It's
okay.
It's a good nickname for a genitalia.
Like they said linguine
with garlic and oil.
They said it would be app. So I had to bring my own last time.
Noodle. I'm not quite sure how this app thing works, but I brought some just in case.
You know, but one of the things that I wanted to do, and it really became my quest during this whole process. And, you know, there's been a lot of, to say faulty reporting would be just, you know, it's not even worth saying, it's so laughable. But the bottom line is, I wanted to develop something new. I didn't want to go do something, and I could have easily done that with a lot of different opportunities, but I didn't want to
do
something. Yes,
he had so many opportunities once leaving that he came right back to the exact same thing he was doing. I'm sure.
Something that was already being done. I wanted to try and do something new.
Yes, so I did what I used to do, but half.
Yeah.
Mind blowing.
So he would typically do 6 hours?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, no. 5.5. Yeah. 1 to 6:30 was his
time slot. Developed this app called Mike's On. And
by the way, Mons, you will only be getting berated for half as much time in a day now. Mons, I don't want to get up. My feet feel kind of bad. Could you just give me a massage?
You're a full rub.
Okay. Yeah. No, take the sock off, though. All right. Okay. That's him getting a foot rub.
Oh, so fucking gross.
Am I hitting it right, Mike? Yeah. A little, get the corns. Get the corns.
I'm such a terrible visual.
Clean off the cheese. Put it on top of my linguine with garlic and oil.
Put it in my smoko pocket, okay?
Okay.
I'm now going to Google Mike Francesa feet just out of curiosity to see what comes up.
Okay. You know, Sid is a guy who is just delusional, okay?
He's upset that you're looking up his feet.
I had a dinner with the guy who runs CA Sports, Mike Levine. I was introduced by a mutual friend, and we chatted. And
there is a photo of him in flip flops.
Oh, no.
Let's see.
Those hammer toes. How is his feet, though? How would you rate his feet?
Actually, it looks really clean. He looks like he has a tan, and you could see.
He
like,
definitely petties. He goes to the pet.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, don't be too harsh because those feet hold up that entire large girth of his.
He looks like he has flat feet.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, yeah. Any Diet Coke stains on those feet? Is he wearing Crocs?
No, flip flops.
Songs,
I would denounce Crocs immediately if he was wearing Crocs.
Oh, what an unflattering picture.
Ankle.
We probably just focused on the one thing that's not disgusting in that photo, right?
We got along really well, and I told him what I wanted to do, and he loved the idea. And CAA, which is an unbelievable outfit. I mean, the biggest in the in all sports. Yeah.
It's a good outfit. It's not as good as that sports.
They became. I'm not going to mention that. I am not. And like I said,
half his fucking spiel is things he's not going to talk about and not going to mention it. He mentions them.
Deuterino just said in the chat that what's going to be on his Instagram is watch a video of what drink I spilled that day.
I know some of you might have questions. There's been a lot of attention paid to it in the last week, as I noticed by a mutual friend. And we chatted, and we got along really well. And I told him what I wanted to do, and he loved the idea. And CAA, which is an unbelievable outfit. I mean, the biggest in the in all of sports.
Actually, the biggest outfit is my sport.
Short.
They became my partners on it, and we set out to kind of build this app, and which we will have ready to go by the fall.
Not even out yet.
And
why didn't you talk about it?
Why didn't you wait till the fall to come back on the air then?
Do some new stuff on it. We're going to really, I think, break some ground with it. We're going to have, and that's what I really wanted to do. I wanted to do something different, something new, and we have some ideas, which I'll get.
I'm going to literally break ground. I'm going to be falling in my yard and take a picture of it as I break ground, and we're going to put photos on that back after this. What do you think? What can be on this app? Like sports scores? Like literally, jokes aside, like what could possibly be on this app? That's any
it's
different?
Words with friends, but just the last names of Yankee players. It's all that's accepted.
Diet like, Coke Crush.
Angry Birds, but it's just Chris Russo's face. It's gonna be like just old app stuff retrofitted for the Francesa universe.
Oh, God. We go forward, and I'll tell you all about them. But we'll get to it. It won't be operational until probably late summer. It will be before the football season starts because we're going to do a lot of NFL stuff on there. We're also going to do the football show on Sunday on the app.
Here's the thing. He's not giving any information about this app,
right?
Other than there's an app.
He has no idea what's happening.
Why even talk about it? Why not just say, hey, we're working on an app. It's coming out in the fall.
Because he has to make an excuse of why he came back to the show.
Yeah. I see.
That doesn't involve him being desperate to get away from his family and, sort of makes up for him knocking people off the air.
How long of a contract is this?
To the end of this year and two more years.
Oh, okay.
So just.
Do you think that he even knows how to find his own app in
no,
the app
no.
store?
No,
absolutely.
Well, especially because.
Well, yeah, no, he
doesn't
does.
Exist.
He does
There's
know how to find
it.
He goes, Mons, download this app on my phone for me. My password is 275244. All right.
I poured Diet Coke on my phone. Can I still get the app?
Already have it up where you can join. And get the information.
That's big news. Can we join the app like right now? Go get Mike Francesa's app.
Oh.
Town Fair time.
Is that possible?
And
probably.
We're going to do some new stuff on it. We're going to do the football show on Sunday on the app. And they already have it up where you can join. And get the information, and
I'm guessing that's just an email
option. We haven't even set up the prices and everything yet, or how it's going to work.
Not on the
app store. You can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Mike's On. That's it. So you can go there. It's already operational.
We have a special deal with Shankletown. He's going to be doing covers on my app every week.
Oh, they set it up last night. So you can go there and get on the app. And find out all the information as we go forward. And like I said, we're developing a lot of stuff on there. There'll be a place for other voices on there, not just mine. That's my goal.
Oh, my God. Fuck's sake.
I
hope Mons gets a wrestling show so he can talk about how he wants
It'll
to
be
see
on the
John
app.
Cena versus Ultimate Warrior.
It'll be on the app.
He already has that, right? He has some dumb show.
He does have a wrestling podcast. That's right.
Right. That's where you got that Cena and Ultimate Warrior thing, right? I think that was the main...
Thing I want to have many years from now, Who knows who's going to work on it? I want to find some aspiring new broadcasters. Who knows? Maybe someday my kids will work on it. I'm not even sure. But
so
it'll
go from Mike's son to Mike's son.
And
welcome to the Callisto cast. Well, it's me and my son talking about this guy Callisto.
Can you imagine? Like, there's nothing on the radio anywhere except Mike Francesa's family.
It's the Donald Trump Jr. of sports. That's just what we need.
We'll be back doing this. But long after I'm done doing that, I want to have the app and something that I want to, you know, kind of have some fun with and do some different things
with
that.
There's going to be a chatterbait function on this app. You're going to get to pay extra to see Mike jerking off after a football game.
Oh, for fucking Christ.
Do you think he still jerks off?
Yes.
Yeah. Do old 100%. Men jerk off?
Angie Dickinson videos.
He's going to lift up that gut. Unreal.
The slapping sound, the sweaty breasts.
Mike's spin. That's the next app.
Mike
Francesa is swinging his dick around. Like he does at work every day.
Susan Waldman tub girl meme. It's all happening on this app.
Him just like gyrating his hips. Then he like dislocates one.
He's probably into like snuff films and shit like that.
Oh, really?
What do you think his sexual kinks are?
I think it's that. I think it's like torture and.
Yeah.
Humiliation, yeah.
I think he seems like the type of guy that prefers to just masturbate and like maybe does
instead of sex. You mean?
Yeah, like you know, I don't have to do it myself.
I don't need to deal with my wife.
I don't want to talk about it. That's the mother of my children. I can't do that.
She doesn't look like Kevin Moss. What is this?
You think he has gumas?
I bet he has had them, but
probably
no,
more
he's
dominatrixes.
Probably, he's probably too tired. Just wants to go home and sleep.
Goes to the Dominican and pays like a 14-year-old Dominican hua. Like
I bet that's happened.
Rush Limbaugh did.
Him and Parcells took a trip and saw too much of each other.
I think he jerks off trying to figure out who got the Atlanta defensive coordinator job. He jerks off while he's planning his show.
Yes. What a percent. It's
going to be such a good segment.
Mons is in there scrolling the website. So Francesa could use both hands for the other thing.
Honey, put the kids back in their area so I could I gotta whack it off.
Put them in the crate.
And rub one out. Go back after this nut.
My neck, my back after this.
That's actually what he pulls.
This is one of stuff that hasn't been tried before. That. I'm doing that. I want to have the app and something that I want to, kind of have some fun with and do some different things with that. And there's a lot of stuff that hasn't been tried before that we're going to try this year. And we're also going to institute some new things from an audio standpoint, from a video standpoint. Okay. Okay. Sid's over there working. Lucky got a job. Good for him.
Well, I wanted to also just play this Twitter rant.
Play a Twitter rant or read a rant?
Well, Mike's Twitter, he went on this whole rant a few years ago about Twitter.
I never said.
The law. LAWR.
Why should it be against the war?
What if I knew you got a scoop? What's the scoop? The scoop is that you're a liar? You got no integrity? What's the scoop?
The scoop is that he knows how to use a phone to tweet. He knows how to use an app.
He knows how to call Mons to tweet for him. I want to say, I thought this was like a joke, but this is his theme, right?
Yeah.
Like his unironic theme.
Oh, it's so bad.
It's like
wait, hold on. As bad as that is, there's another song for different, another like show that's even worse. It's like that, but it's, by the way, play more of that.
Yeah.
Ah.
want to clarify what he said so you don't misunderstand. Not that
yeah,
he was
Rob.
Wrong.
Yeah. We're all wrong. He's always right.
Okay.
By the way, I'm on it. Here's the thing, Mike. Did no one explain to you that you could pick
or,
who you follow?
Or for a guy that hates Twitter so much, 4,000 tweets that he's reading, he's spending a lot of time on it.
And beyond that, if someone is live tweeting a game, you can actually mute them for a few hours. Like, there's everything you're saying, there's ways to avoid it. So you just don't know what you don't know what you're talking about, right? If you don't unfollow. The thing! Locking up my teeth with the thing. I don't want to know nobody else's opinion. Who would ever want to hear some random schmo's opinion about a game?
Yeah.
Anyway, back. You don't want the players to be able to communicate directly with
you
their
don't
fans.
Want, you don't want the players talking. They're fucking idiots. Back after this with the great Johnny Bench. Oh, Mike. So what is this for?
I think this is like 12:30. Oh. Yeah, he actually says it. He feels threatened by it.
Yeah.
Wow. Unreal. All right. Well, that's the gist of it. This is a 15-minute clip. We don't need to. Yeah.
Well, he's not a player. He could go on there. He's allowed.
Well, they called out journalists too.
He's not a journalist.
What is he?
He's a guy who talks. He's a pontificator.
A broadcaster.
Yeah. So it's just another way for him to. It's a broader cast. He broadened his cast.
Yeah, we're doing a broadcast. We're all the broads.
Oh, okay.
The sausage fest, yeah.
Did you find those songs? Darren?
Yes. This is the full Mike's On.
Mike's On. Very jazzy.
This is so earnest about it.
Here comes the good part. They get you the sports any way that. What does he have to suck dick in a fucking bus station?
They'll get you the sports. He'll do anything to get you the sports. Yeah.
And also, he doesn't actually have any sports.
Right.
He's not broadcasting games.
He's wearing a sports coat.
Does he say? He's essentially doing the thing that he doesn't want people on Twitter. I don't want to hear 400 comments about a game.
He'll get you the opinionated, bloviating for 4 hours a day. We're tangentially related to sports games. Sports radio, Mike Francesa.
You're hired.
I love that. I love that line. He'll get you the sports any way that he can. He'll run across the freeway in rush hour traffic. As long as there's some sports on the other side.
Passionate guy.
What does that mean?
They needed something that rhymed with fan. The options were limited. They had like an afternoon. The budget was also limited. We got to do this quick. Fan can, all right.
And then here's the one that's actually worse than that.
Originally it was he'll get you the sports and a Diet Coke can. But then Diet Coke wouldn't sign off the right. So they had to change it.
Get you the sports in a Diet Soda can.
Cola was into it, but he would not agree to use that.
Here's the other Evan and Joe jingle. It's like classic rock.
I don't know if I've ever heard this one.
Bad. Awful.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Huh.
Did Shingletown create this?
If you want to be in the New York, no.
No, still language.
In the New York, no. No, I don't want to be in the New York, no. Who talks like that?
New York, no is what Noah said to Shackletown when he messaged her on the picture. The New York no.
Gonna have to give you a New York no.
The New York no is like an ignore.
Did you write Shackletown a song to reject him?
She asked him about the Jets quarterback situation.
Shankle and Noah, Noah and Shankle. This is recorded in about 8 minutes.
Yeah.
Took the first take. This is so unreal. This is like great.
Why is it still going on?
Oh, it's a fade out. Okay. Yeah, we do have a call.
Let's see who's on the line.
601, you're on the line.
11 in jail.
What's up? It's Will from Mississippi. How's it going, guys?
What's up, Will? Did you say?
Yeah. Yeah.
Will from Mississippi. How's it going, Will?
What's up? Pretty good. Pretty good. That's a question I wanted to ask you guys a long time. Have you guys ever seen the show Ash vs. Evil Dead? And if you have, what do you guys think of it?
I have not seen the show. I've heard good things about it. I obviously fond of the movies. I haven't seen them in a while. I really like them as a teen. But I haven't. Have you seen it? Is it good?
Yeah, it's very good. It's very funny. It's cheesy, but in a very good way. Super, super over the top way, gory.
Like same vibe as the movie, but just a serial episode kind of thing.
Yeah,
right?
it's more like Evil Dead 2 than it is like Armored Darkness. Armored Darkness is a little too silly, but still fun.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they just recently canceled it. It was on Starz. It sucked. They recently canceled it.
I thought it was on IFC.
What am I thinking?
I was on Starz. Yeah, I guess not enough people like described the Starz. I guess I think it was like the second most pirated show behind Game of Thrones. So,
huh?
Yeah.
Here. I guess because nobody gets.
Yeah, I have another question. When you guys plan on playing Thrasher Trash again?
Well, you know what, Will? Since you're a listener of the show, we're down to do a special one-off right now.
What's the
band or whatever?
They're called Morbid Torment, and they're on Bandcamp, and the album is called Drunk in Possession, and I was I'll play the song Hell Thrash.
This all sounds made up.
Mm. Okay.
It's just going to be you singing Kiss from a Rose, though, I bet.
They're a band from New Orleans. I saw them a couple weeks ago. They're pretty good.
No. Stay with your party voice. Thrash it or trash it.
Well, here is Morbid Torment.
I didn't mix it at all.
All right, well, here it is for real. So the band is Morbid Torment. The Bandcamp URL is morbidtorment1.bandcamp.com.
Yes.
Not confused with the other Morbid Torment, I guess. And Hell Thrash. It's the last track on the album. Very interesting. All right, saving the best for last.
Well, let's get Will back on the line.
Can I go first? Just because I want to get it over with.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Oh, wow.
No, it's because I'm losing my voice. Will, it sounds like your voice singing it.
Yeah, is that you?
No, I promise it's not.
Oh, well, then in that case, I trash it. Mm-hmm. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
I thrashed. This was pretty good.
Okay.
Sydney?
I liked it. Yeah, I mean, I could sort of understand the vocals. It was, you know, like old school, thrashy, black flaggy kind of sound. Yeah, I was into it. I thrash it.
Gorenski.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have a whole lot to add. It was just, it's my kind of thing. I like thrashy stuff. It was good.
You can understand the vocal.
It was competent. You all basically stole my thunder, but I thrash it.
Sorry for stealing your thunder. I don't know what I did.
I fucking hated it. No, I didn't. I didn't. I liked it. When I heard the opening guitar riff, I was a little worried that it was going to sound like it was recorded in a trash can, but as soon as the kick drum came in...
It was a thrash can, am I right?
It was a thrash can. I give it a thrash. So that's 4 out of 4. You win. Thrash it or trash it. Look at that.
Oh, that hasn't happened in a long time.
Yeah, yeah.
You get a prize. You get a prize. You get a signed OPEP poster or something.
Please don't make me send it. You send it. I'm not sending it.
He's
going to be in Miami.
Damn.
Miami, Mississippi's on the way to Miami to drop it off.
I'll just throw it out of the airplane windows of the Southwest flight I'm taking there.
Okay.
No,
yeah, just email hate mail at metalinjection.net. Okay?
Cool.
Okay.
Thanks
for calling.
You guys are number one.
That was a really great call, Will. Do it again sometime.
Get my app.
Does Metallica have an app?
Mons.
Yeah,
I believe. Does Metallica have a Mons?
Do you do football Sundays on the app?
No. It's basically you can download the soundboard of every live show that they have. It's like a membership thing.
You a member?
I'm not a member. I don't need to hear every live show. I'm fine. Although it'd be cool. It is like I do sometimes look up like a 97. 97, like an 87 live bootleg.
That'd be weird if you just wanted 1997 concert audio from Metallica.
From Metallica.
Exclusively.
Just when they were doing Reload front to back.
You
so
have the Daft Punk app, though. You subscribe to that one, right?
Oh, yeah, that. Get all the mixes.
Yeah, the remixes.
Sometimes
there's pictures, exclusive pictures with Pharrell.
they've been kind of quiet. I wonder if they're working on a new album. I still jam that whole one. I really like them. They're great.
I've never liked a thing Pharrell's been involved with. I think he's horrible and overrated. I said it. I said it
What's
on a metal
the
podcast.
Song?
You
don't What's
like
song
nerd?
No. He's got a lot of these.
The one that everybody knows.
Happy.
Happy?
Ugh.
Oh, yeah.
Disgusting.
Can you sing it, Sid?
Wrong. I remember there was one episode of this show several years ago where the three of us all trashed it, and Rob was like arguing with us how good of a song Happy
I like
was.
Happy.
Yeah.
Shame on you.
It's fine. It's like a... It's a good pop song.
It was written in a fucking boardroom.
Yeah.
B-O-R-E-D. Am I right? Thank you. Yeah. Case closed. Oh, no.
You also did this.
I know.
That's not... That's
well, this is another Pharrell song. Yeah. I said he also...
Straight up garbage.
I love...
Just sounds like every fucking 70s. Just go back and listen to 70s disco.
I did.
This is just a classic example of I don't have that much material to say the fuck 80,000.
Nile Rodgers.
Yes.
He's a talent.
It actually made me go back and listen to Nile Rodgers. They had the
Chic.
Yeah. I like. It's great.
You're a cheeky baby now.
I'm kind of like, I'm digging disco.
That's a
drop. Some stuff is like some of the like really funky, like intense bass lines. It's
like
fun.
Who are you guys? Who are you gals?
Rob uses the Studio 54 app.
Google something quick.
Well, here's one song.
It's just the iPod dock just spits out some cocaine.
You mean like old disco you're talking about?
Oh my God, Rob's gonna come into the show in bell bottoms and platform boots this week. Big hair.
Yeah, I gotta say, when we had that call with Will, I didn't remember the lyrics, but the melody was in my head. I just had.
I didn't know this would. If you want to be in the New York, no. How could you forget that? So catchy. This is. I didn't know this would be considered disco.
No, good. This is not.
Yeah. Here. Here. Robot. This makes sense.
I heard this at a, like, I believe I was ready for just to call it. I was paying attention to it, and, like, but my body started paying attention to the basement. It was, you know, a big thing. But I was thinking, I'm going to kind of gap in the field pipe.
Commodores.
What is this?
Oh,
it's just the Beethoven. Oh, yeah, yeah. All about these bass lines. I like, listen to how many layers there are.
That's really Beethoven.
Yeah.
That's where the layers are coming from.
It's, I mean, this is very original.
That's going to be on the Francesa app, by the way.
Oh, my God.
And so the other disco guy that Daft Punk collaborated with, Giorgio Moroder, I really got into his stuff. And
More odor.
Oh. He did a lot of Donna Summer stuff, and then he had his own.
They ever fuck, you think? Him and Donna?
Probably like one of those big orgies.
Yeah.
Like, this is just
you
want
to adjust the knobs here. Bend over. Stop. You work the knobs, I'll work your knobs.
Say Weinstein there?
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of like, this just sounds like Daft Punk. This is in the 70s.
So what does that tell you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Daft Punk's a ripoff.
Daft Punk are good at music videos.
Yeah.
Less good at music.
And also, there's modern artists like Hugh Myron, who I rep. Hugh Myron is the guy. Well, he has a disco influence. Like, disco and like 80s rock. And one of his songs is the intro to Squared Circle Pants.
What song is that?
I don't remember that. Noah's in the other room.
She's shouting.
Who's she shouting? Oh, she has a phone.
Oh, yeah, she does have a phone. It's true.
Well. Can I get that mic back? Sound again?
I wonder if like Craig call people with this, but I don't know who we should call.
Really, this is great hashtag content.
Do you think you can hook me up with a computer?
Can you, Shankle? I'd appreciate that.
They made it seem like they're tight.
I've talked to them as we played a clip of that on here.
But on Squared Circle Pit?
Not on Squared Circle, but on the red carpet.
But you want in depth, like a long form interview?
Deep into his mushroom head fandom.
You could have just said deep into his mushroom head. A whole different interview.
Well, Sid, why don't you give about the little pet on the stomach. Give her a little stomach. A little stomach clap.
She was biting my finger before. I was wondering if that was okay or.
Oh yeah, yeah. Like if she nibbles on it, it's okay. But if it starts getting intense, you just pull away and stop playing.
Yeah, it seemed all right.
Yeah, all right. Well, a lot of pups. One specific.
Well, how many? You said we got an email.
Yeah, I'll play that in a minute.
You gonna play the email?
In a minute. In 1 minute. I wanted to play this clip, which actually Noah sent me.
Sounds
surprise.
Wait, Noah broke some news on metal injection.
Whoa.
Last night, Kerry King was on the Jim Jefferies show on Comedy Central.
Good cross promo. I'm gonna let Comedy Central know that.
Oh, good.
I was responsible for that. Thank you.
And so, Jim Jefferies show. It's kind of like a political commentary show. And they have this whole segment about incels, which I believe we discussed last week on the show.
At some point, we discussed.
Yeah.
That, yeah.
Incels is short for involuntarily celibate. It is dudes who cannot get laid, who blame women for being bitches as the reason that they can't get laid. Like, it's women's fault that they can't get laid.
The dude in Canada a couple weeks ago who drove his car into a bunch of people in Toronto was an incel.
Right. And so...
And that's apparently why he did that.
Yeah. And there was that thing last year where the guy recorded a video and shot up his college.
That was more than a year ago, wasn't it? But that guy was like an inspiration to this guy.
Yeah, which is insane to me. So Jim Jefferies had this whole segment on incel and kind of explaining it and talking about it. And it's a whole six-minute segment. We're not going to play the whole 6 minutes.
TLDR?
TLDR, here's the last minute of it. This is the TLDR.
What does that mean, TLDR?
Too long, didn't read.
Oh.
Here it is. It's loading. Maybe.
It's getting so many hits. Taking forever.
Oh, my God. Unless it was removed.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Take back.
Thumbnail still works. What's going on?
Maybe you have to, like, pay to play. That's on my Tinder profile.
Pay to play?
You must pay to play.
Let me try a different browser. Let's see if I have a browser situation.
What are you doing? You're like a Rain Man over here.
Trying to play this video.
Do we spot somebody on the phone?
No.
Look.
No, would you agree? Is Kerry King not an attractive fellow?
I would only, if like he didn't have a wonderful, beautiful wife and single.
You can say that, whether he's attractive or not.
If he was still... Kerry King from Slayer, because he plays guitar in a band, I would be attracted to him.
Mm-hmm.
But if he was
like
anybody else,
yeah.
If he was just like a regular guy or whatever, I would not.
Mm-hmm. How are his hands?
Great.
Yeah, okay.
Now we know.
Do you think Kerry King got paid for that appearance? Mm-hmm. That was like 30 seconds.
Maybe like a basic rate. I don't know. Maybe he's shot in L.A. He lives in L.A. Probably.
He just needs a Budweiser.
Probably.
Mickey's show. And like I asked him if he had like any musical preference. I don't look to music. And he like. All right, Rob, stop gyrating.
Sorry. Baby. Just about my baby. Yeah.
Do we have a listener voice?
Oh, we have an email. Yeah, we have an email.
Is it a sweet email? Or is it someone asking us to listen to their band?
No. Well, yeah.
Like a little dessert after all the apps.
But it's on his email app. So is it a dessert or is it just another app?
Silence today. Sorry, I'm trying to. I should have loaded it.
Keep on Sunday, yeah.
Yeah, listen to the Metal Injection livecast.
So we were spliced in with an episode of Silent Library. Sorry about that.
Yeah, that's what it is.
All right, we got Nicolina here, and she goes, "Howdy, y'all. Y'all a bunch of butts." Just kidding. She goes, "I just got back from Austin, mainly for Levitation and to check out Austin.
I will fuck your butts!"
For the first time. My first day there, we ended up walking to this barbecue joint, since that's all people recommended to try in Texas was barbecue. Did a quick Google search, and this place was called Franklin's Barbecue.
Oh, yeah.
Still never been, but it's like the most famous one.
Yep. Yeah. As I walked up, I noticed fold-out chairs stacked against the pole, and then I saw the line outside of the restaurant. I didn't know too much about the place, so I figured I was definitely in the right place if there was a line. Waited about 30 minutes outside, and in the meantime, a chick that worked there came out and told us by the time we get in to order, some meats might be sold out. So, after the announcement, she even put sold out signs at the door and windows. Then, once we were finally inside the place, the line continued to the window where you placed your order. I noticed that space was very limited inside and outside, and most people were just eating off construction paper on a tray. That's most Austin barbecue. It's like the worst
the
presentation.
Texas,
yeah,
that's the way they do it. all the places.
Almost everyone ahead of us recorded the guy slicing up their meats. LOL, nerds.
That'd anyway, be Rob.
I don't. I'd be too busy drooling. Anyway, we ordered the sampler, and luckily enough, they did not run out of any meats.
Oh.
First of all, I'm not a huge ribs fan. I'll casually eat it if I need to. If you need to.
How do you casually eat a rib?
And when do you need to eat a rib?
I guess she's saying, like, if it's a rib place, she won't go out of her way to eat ribs, I believe is what she's implying. I just don't enjoy eating with my hands in that way, so I'm sure I look pretty weird eating my ribs with a fork and knife.
Who wrote this email? What was this?
Nicolina?
Nick Ken Pierce-Lina?
Ha ha!
Well, enjoy that kind of eating.
Here's the thing. If it's like truly a great rib, you really can use a fork to just slide it right off the bone. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What was that voice?
That's my rib voice. Rib and
slicing
rubber.
Meat off of a bone.
meat
character.
On a bone.
Meat slicer guy.
Butcher Rabba.
It's a recurring character.
Butcher Rabba. Butcher Rabba.
Butcher Rabba.
Start with vodka. She's like, what's going on? Is there a butcher? Is there food?
You startled me. I'm angry at you.
Okay, more.
So she goes, even my boyfriend was impressed that I was eating ribs. They were just melting onto my teeth like butter, like would just fall right off the bone. There we go. The brisket was my fucking favorite. Drooling right now thinking about it. Shredded pork was amazing. Same with the sausage. So she got the whole gambit.
Well, she said sampler.
Yeah, and the turkey was good, but it didn't compare to the rest of the meats. I always feel at these barbecue places, they have the like white meat, like the chicken, the birds. I always skip the birds.
Yeah, who cares?
No room for the birds. There's only so many ways you can cook chicken, you know, which is not to say I haven't had great barbecue chicken at some of these places, but I'd rather not.
Fried chicken.
I've never written so passionately about anything, and... I've never written so passionately and this much about barbecue before. Knowing how much you love ribs, Rob, and she goes, Ribba Robba, Ribba Robba. I had to share this very important information. And I know you've been to South by Southwest before, so you've totally been report. I can't recall. I have not been because Franklin's is a very popular establishment. And during South by Southwest,
oh my God,
everyone wants to go, and no exaggeration, they sell out by like 11:30 in the morning.
Yeah, she said her wait was only half an hour.
Yeah,
it's got to be a record low.
Yeah, whenever I would pass it, because you cross it to go to other venues, there would always be like two insane, like a line wrapping around three times.
Yeah, and they would definitely sell out of stuff.
Yeah.
So she just like got the luckiest timing.
Mm-hmm. She goes, 6-3-6 sucked.
Oh,
sorry, Noah. It was a nightmare of drunken college dildos.
Yep.
I agree. Besides the one metal dadish bar they had, Dirty Dog. I love the Dirty Dog because it's
That's like, a drop.
It's my kind of shithole.
That's a drop.
My kind of shithole, y'all.
Dirty dick.
You put your dirty dick in the shithole.
That's how I got dirty.
Dirty duty.
Got some of that on your dirty dick. Came out of the shithole.
She drools over Voodoo Donut.
Dirty dick.
And she said she saw a naked dude showering with a hose on the side of the street. Yeah. So she knows that Austin keeps it weird. Well, I just want to say I appreciate that when you were having this wonderful rib experience, you associated with me. I'm truly and sincerely touched by that name.
I touched my Galena. Penis.
And
now
I'm kind of craving ribs.
Yeah. This weekend, Rob, we're going to get barbecue. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Where will you go?
Hometown.
Do they have outdoor seating? No.
No.
I want to bring my pup.
Pickles and dicks?
You're going to bring poor Bopka to a barbecue?
Yeah, you're right.
Torture.
That's mean.
Especially since she comes from, like, the dog meat trade.
Oh, yeah.
You don't want the barbecue, the butcher getting any ideas.
Yeah.
She looks succulent.
Or her getting, like, PTSD.
No.
Yeah.
I don't want that. It's not nice. Speaking of it, did you see there was a story today on Gothamist about this fucking vet in Argentina who distributing heroin to the states by cutting open puppies and placing packets of heroin in the puppy's body, sewing them back up, and then shipping them over here?
That's terrible.
That guy needs to get lit on fire.
But he, you know, he did anesthesia and all that, right? He didn't, like, just do it while they were away.
He's going to defend this.
Well,
I would.
Medical practice.
I hope so. I hope
they're still alive, right?
But they still have to wake up from anesthesia with, like, a bag of cocaine in their body and deal with
heroin. And but also,
heroin.
Though, like, what if, God forbid, one of those heroin packets popped in these fucking dogs.
That's a nice
dog.
Snap.
Would be the most chill fucking dog, dude.
To death.
I don't like.
Wouldn't start yapping all the time. Sit in the corner.
There's
one
barking in the background.
There's a dog.
There's some heroin. Want some heroin?
Yeah.
That was a yes.
All right. Well, we got to wrap up a little early today. We will be back next Thursday at a regular day and time, 7 p.m.
Eastern.
Be here?
You
yeah.
be in
yeah.
London.
The next week I'll be away.
And we're, I believe, next week is the 10th, so we're going to have a very special guest, unless it falls through. But right now it's on the schedule. Jonathan Davis, Korn frontman, and he's releasing a solo album, so he's going to call into the show and talk to us. That's going to be pretty cool, I think. And we will be back next week. I want a few programming notes. It looks like Spotify is working now. You could actually search and subscribe, follow our podcast. The listing is a little off still. I believe one or two episodes might be missing, one or two of the most recent ones. We're working on fixing that. But it's there, baby. Stitcher's working. We're on Google Play.
Baby.
We're on iTunes. You can just subscribe to our feed. As we mentioned last week, every episode in our archive is now accessible through these apps. So you could really go back and dig in, which I'm definitely seeing some of you doing. I'm seeing it in the back end.
So how is the Power Hour doing?
I'm not sure if any of those episodes are still up. But also, of course, please follow us on social media. We post every day of the week, lots of fun stuff. Facebook.com/Metal Injection Livecast. Twitter.com/MI Livecast. You can follow us. I'm Rob Injection. Noah's No Injection. Sid is Bland Injection. If you want to support the show, the best way to support the show is to pick up a t-shirt or any piece of merch. You can go to metalinjection.net/livecast. Hit that merch button. You can pick up shirts, sweaters, sweatshirts, mouse pads, phone cases, notebooks, lots of cool stuff.
Mugs,
that's right, and travel mugs too.
Robba bobbles.
not yet.
You need that Robba bobble.
But we're gonna get out of here. Thank you for listening. We'll be back next week. But right now, we got this.
You're supposed to. He was pointing
at you. Oh, he was pointing at me. I got it. Now we got, we're going to be back in a week after this.